one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Empowering Women series. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I am doing awesome. We're having a little deja vu. For those of you who are listening, we're listening to our other call. We were having some technical difficulties, and we are re-recording our call for this evening. It is a fantastic topic. I actually got the privilege. I feel like a little like a kid and a little kid who knows the answers on the test and doesn't want to share it with their friends. So we had the privilege already to speak to our amazing, wonderful guest for a few minutes before we had our technical issues, and I am so, so excited to talk about what we're going to talk about tonight. It is just a powerful topic and an amazing, amazing energy between the three of us tonight. I am so excited for this show. Akina, why don't we share with our listeners who we have in store for them tonight?
Well, I would be glad to. Tonight we'll be talking about how to stay positive despite of life's challenges. And today our special guest is the founder and chief officer of Positivity for Positive Chick. And without further ado, I would love to introduce to everyone Hazel Fernandez. How are you doing today, Hazel?
Positively rocking on.
All
Hi,
right.
Everyone.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Hello.
Well,
yeah.
You know, Hazel, Akina and I got the privilege to already hear your story about how you became the positive chick, but I know a lot of people are going to be listening to this call, have not heard that story yet. So why don't you share with them, how did you get this title, positive chick?
Okay, so I would go for the short version. When I was a young child, as early as 5 years old, I know that I have this positive attitude and this optimistic view in life, that no matter what difficulties I am looking at when it comes to adult conversations or, you know, just an observer, I would always look beyond the difficulty or the challenges at that time. So I carried that on in my adulthood, and I kept pressing forward despite the many, many challenges that I had to face just to get to where I wanted to be without giving up, although, you know, it is not an easy task. But one day, in April 2013, this was a life-changing moment for me because I was given the most amazing Valentine's gift from my boyfriend to see Oprah live in person here in Montreal, Canada. And that was my takeaway, where I came home and asked myself as to what is my purpose here on earth and what gift I could offer to the world. So then I started thinking, okay, I am actually a positive person. Then I started fooling around with the URLs. And then just light bulb, I said, I am going to be in between the girl and the women. And so I would be the positive chick. So that's exactly how I gave birth to that idea. And yes, with my amazing support from my boyfriend, that's exactly how we came about. And the journey has been an amazing one as we speak.
Wow, that is wonderful. That's a wonderful story. And
thank
now,
you.
Yes, you know, you were saying that you've been pretty positive since you were a child, and that's been very important to you. Tell us about your journey with positivity. How have you been using it in your life, and, you know, how has it made your life better?
I've been reading psychology books as far as I can remember, maybe 21 years now. I have all the self-help books in the world. So I've been always curious about human behavior. How come I am acting negative or my behavior is not connecting? So when I started to really grasp the idea that, oh, I can actually change my way of thinking, but again, there are the subconscious, you know, you have to reprogram your mind. It takes a lot of hard work in order to get here. So I started to really do the work. I did, actually, to be honest with you, Akina, last year. you know, I have to go back to my childhood and reprogram what had happened or the painful experiences that I had had. Then I started to reconnect with my higher self, if you will, my intuition, and then I started to really think differently. I had to let go of my negative friends. I have to let go of that negative environment because I'm becoming too sensitive. And then I started to meditate and pray and just go walk in the nature, surround myself with really positive-minded people. Affirmation is definitely important. And also not ignoring your fears, your self-doubts, and what have you. But for me, I have to also invite them, if you will, to a tea party. Like, what made me feel like I can't breathe or I'm panicking? What is that? You know, what is my body telling me? That way, I'm not trying to suppress that kind of that parts of me, but embracing those negative and positive. But at the end, the result should be positive. I have to capture my thoughts in order for me to get back to what I wanted to manifest, which is health, abundance, love, happiness, the whole nine yards.
That's awesome. You know, Keenan and I are firm believers that you can control what you're manifesting, and the way that you do that is really by controlling your outlook. Excuse me. So, you know, we have, I mean, Keenan and I came out with this book, A 90-Day Affirmation and Gratitude Journal. And the reason we did that is because both of us were able to change our lives by simply changing our mindset and going from that place where you talked about being negative all the time and focusing on what's wrong to focusing on what's right and being positive. Excuse me. I apologize, guys. I still last week, I'm still recovering from this chest cold. But,
yeah,
you know, we wanted to, so send me some positive vibes this way. But, you know, we wanted to talk about this. So when I was at work today, and I wanted to share this little story. So then one of my coworkers, she was coming in, and she was complaining about a situation. And I asked her, I said, you know, why don't you choose to create a different story around it? Why don't you choose to be happy? You know, why don't you choose to see the situation differently? And the way that she responded was simply to say, well, I can't control what I think. And, you know, I think it's so sad because most people walk around with the belief that you cannot control what you think. Now, there is some truth to the sense that we are not necessarily consciously making we're not consciously aware of all of our thoughts. We don't consciously control all of our thoughts. You know, over 70% of our thoughts come from our subconscious mind. And those are really whatever we have programmed our brains to react to, that's what really is going to be controlling our actions. But we know that you can change the way that your subconscious mind reacts to situations. And the way that you do that is through affirmations and through meditations, by doing things like daily gratitude, by praying, by worshiping, by taking time for yourself to consistently do activities and things that are focusing on positivity, that are raising your vibrational states, that are making you happy and choosing to be happy. And, you know, by just choosing to be positive, it's such a powerful way to change the way that you react to a situation. So when something happens, when something comes up that's not really great, so if your mind is programmed to see things positively, if you choose all the time to see things positively, you'll find that your brain just automatically, responsively, instinctively starts to reframe the situation. So rather than seeing what's wrong, you start to actually see what's right about it. And in the beginning, it's a deliberate choice, but then it actually becomes an automatic. You don't need to think about it anymore. And let me tell you, it is so amazing how much more powerful you'll be in creating everything that you desire and attracting the resources, the people, everything in your life that what's required to just create the life of your dreams. You can have anything you want, but it starts on being positive. You cannot attract from a place of negativity. You know, if you're thinking always that the world is wrong, that something is bad, that something's missing, then that's always what's going to happen for you. You're always going to be missing whatever key resources you need to reach a goal that you want to attain. But if you choose to focus on what's right, then you're going to start attracting everything that's right. And so it's so important to be positive. Would you agree?
I agree 100%. And if I may add, Jessica, I am in the process of getting my life coach certification as we speak. So I have been very active in interviewing a lot of women online and some parts of around the world and here in Montreal. And I've been asking them, okay, well, you know, it's easy for you to say that you are to stay positive because you're the positive chick. I said, oh, okay, I'm a human being. Obviously, I have my own failures too, but it's always a conscious choice. But I gather that a lot of these women, including myself, there are times when you feel stuck because there are actually parts of us when we were like children, parts of us were traumatized or like afraid or scared, and we were not able to like heal that properly or forgive somebody who hurt us or bullied us, whatever. So that's why I actually worked in, instead of like pretending that, okay, go away, fear. I say, you know what, fear, what is it? Like, I have to talk to myself. Why are you afraid? And by having that kind of inner conversation with myself, the mirror, looking at the mirror, I felt like, oh, that's the reason why. And then when I started asking these women, they do not know how to access that fear because it's been like compounded, you know, like they've been hurt back to back to back to back. And so they just kind of like disconnect themselves from that fear, or they just become negative and just bitter and just miserable. And that's how I really am very passionate in helping them.
Wow. Well, first off, congratulations on your coaching license. I recently got mine as well. And so
nice.
I know exactly what you're going through right now. Yes. And so, and I love your topic about, you know, facing the fear versus pushing it back. Because like you said, it only makes you bitter. And it only makes you, or you just completely separate from your feelings altogether. And neither one of those are the answer. You need to learn how to come together with your feelings, face them, conquer them, so that you will be done with that situation. Because a lot of times people emotionally eat, or they, you know, come through and have all kinds of different problems. They act out, all of these different things. And when they're ready to go through all of the pain and deal with it, they have to deal with stuff that they pushed back years, maybe even decades ago. It doesn't go
definitely.
Away. You will face it once you decide that you're ready to go into it. But, you know, at the time, that's all they could do, push it back and push it away. But I know you have a few steps that you would like, that you could tell us on how not to just push it away, but to face it. Do you have any of those?
Right. For me, I had to go back to my core beliefs. What are my beliefs about money? If you are coming from the lack of, oh my God, like, look, I don't know how to pay this, or, you know, then you start to panic and then this fight or flight, I'm sure Jessica knows about that. And, you know, you just panic. But when you take a deep breath, like, you know what? There are so much abundance in the world. It's going to come. I don't know where, but I know it'll come. Switch it. And it's so powerful because then, oh, you actually start to believe that, oh, okay, there are solutions. Instead of, oh my God, how am I going to do this? So you panic. Then obviously you're like forgetting things and everything is just a mess. But when you center yourself, you go, deep breath, and you go, you know what, I'm going to be supported, whatever it is, it's going to be fine. And then instead of asking how, and panicking, you go, what can I do to solve this problem? Boom, 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 and think. Remember, Think and Grow Rich? That's still my favorite book. So yes, what are my beliefs towards, for example, if you are attracting a relationship, men or a man or a woman. So you go, do you really believe in yourself? Like, I'm not good enough. So why would this guy or girl gonna love you if you're not even good enough? You don't even believe in yourself. So why, if I am the guy, I'm like, why would I even believe in you? No. So I would find a girl who is very confident in things like that. I know it is not easy, but I've done my work. It was not an easy ride. It was really dark, very like scary, but that's the only way for me that I had to go through a lot like breakdown in order to get to my breakthrough. And it's an ongoing process, but I chose to like, okay, I'm going to stay here. I really just have to, because my life changed completely when I switched to becoming positive.
Yeah, that's really powerful. You know, Katie and I both had that process as well. But we just made that choice in one moment to really like say enough is enough. I'm going to stop focusing on what's wrong. I'm going to be positive. And really just changed our life. You know, for me, that moment, it was actually literally a moment where I was about 2 years ago now, a year and a half ago now, and I was looking for a change. I was so frustrated with the way that my life was, and I was so fed up. I actually just come back from Europe. I had spent several weeks in the south of France, and it was an amazing experience. I had a lot of fun, but I was ultimately unfulfilled. And I remember being in Paris, and obviously that's not the south of France, but I had visited Paris in my journey, and I was in Paris, and I was staying in the section of Paris that was like the Little China section of Paris, and I was having this amazing sushi dinner and this fantastic expensive champagne with all of my Parisian friends, and I was staying in an apartment of a friend of mine that like was on the top of a hill, and it would you could see the Eiffel Tower from her apartment with this beautiful view.
Gosh.
And I was so unhappy and unfulfilled. And I remember starting to cry. And everything around me was like perfect, right? It looked like I was living this perfect life on the outside. You know, I had just done all my shopping and beautiful, my goodness, the Champs-Élysées, the amazing department store in Paris. And I had, you know, living in New York City, looking life, everything in my life was perfect. And on the outside, it appeared that way. But on the inside, I just was unhappy and I was unfulfilled. And ultimately, what wound up happening for me is I didn't have any purpose to my life. I had no vision. I had nothing that I was living for. And even though I had what I wanted in terms of material things, I was just unhappy. And I had no reason for living. I had nothing that excited me when I got up in the morning. And if you want to really be positive, and Akina, I know that you're really passionate with this topic, and you too as well, Hazel, you must find and live into a purpose that's bigger than you. And being positive, you know, when things go wrong, when a situation happens, when something just isn't right, you know, you wake up, you have one of those days. I had one of those days this morning to be in integrity. I woke up this morning to, like, chaos in my house. My bunny scratched my wall up. I had the pilot light was out of my stove. I smelled gas. And I was like, right? But in the same sense, like, I have a purpose that's bigger than me. And because I'm committed to what I'm creating in this world, I was able to say, okay, you know what? I can't just be negative right now. I can't just focus on everything that's wrong. I'll deal with them, but I'm like going to choose to be positive. I'm going to choose to make this a really powerful day. I'm going to choose to be happy today. I'm going to choose to be committed to what I'm creating today. And negativity is not part of that, right? These little problems and little chaotic things that come up, it's not part of that. And ultimately, when you have your purpose, that's when you're really, truly happy. Now, today, you know, I'm not in Paris, and I had to take some step backs in my life and give up some things to really get where I want to be. So I'm not necessarily living the grandiose lifestyle that I was even 2 years ago, but I'm so much more happy and fulfilled now. And
amen.
I know, Akina, Akina, you had a similar experience of finding what your purpose was, of really helping women as well. Do you want to share a little bit about that with us?
Of course. I started becoming a dean, and, you know, and I noticed that women were coming in and asking me about different things and that. And as I realized that it came second nature, you know, that is what it was like. The more that I helped, the more I felt empowered, and the more they felt empowered. And as I kept going in this process, I realized that this is what I was supposed to be, what I was supposed to do. You know, when you can't think of doing anything else, that's when you know you're in your purpose. And for me to be sitting here helping these women, educating these women, helping them find their purpose, seeing the light bulbs come on and seeing them get to their greater, that was absolutely the most important thing in my world. And that's when I knew that that's what I was supposed to do. And of course, once I met Jessica, who had the exact same purpose in life, you know, that just enhanced it more. You know, when two like-minded people come together, you make great things. And that was the start, of course, of Changing Minds Online. So this is what we're here to do. We're here to motivate, empower, and inspire women to reach their greater.
Right. That's amazing.
Yeah, and just on that note, guys, just look at how Akeen and I both made independent decisions. We had never met before. We were living in different parts of the country. We both made independent decisions to make our lives better. We both chose to be positive. We chose to be happy. We created a purpose. And look at how the law of attraction works, right? Two people who never met had completely different backgrounds. You know, we would have never met in person. We met on a Facebook fan page, Friday chat.
Right.
And look what was created. And that's how the law of attraction works. That's how it works that Hazel's on this call with us. When you're committed to something bigger than you and you're being positive, when you're focusing on what's right, you're going to attract everything you need to make that vision come true. Hazel, I know that that's like your, that you talk about that all the time as well.
Yes. So it's true. Like, you have to have this integrity, and that's why I was very scared. One of my childhood friends were actually saying, Hazel, why don't you just go online and share your story? I'm like, are you kidding me? Again, I went back to my core belief, like, who am I? Like, Moses, who would, like, believe me? Like, seriously, I don't have any background of, you know, I'm not trained psychiatrist or psychologist, whatever, but I've read a lot of psychology books. Would that be okay? And by surrounding myself with positive minded women, and yes, Akeena, I met her through the Friday parties, I believe, on Facebook, that I'm like, oh my God, this is where the positive chicks are lurking around. But I was too busy with being negative and being around negative women before that. The universe has no space to put new people into my life, so I have to let go. And then I have to be on track and remind myself, okay, where do you want to be again? Here. So you have to carve that out, you know, in your psyche, that you know that even if you're facing difficulties at the moment, challenges upon challenges, like you are close to giving up, please do not give up, because you are closest to your greatness. You know, it's like when you're digging the pot of gold and the other guy's like, you know what, that's it, I'm done. And then the other guy kept going and going, and voila, he got his pot of gold. And I know it's not, it's easier said than done, but just ask for some help from above, because I'm sure you will be provided for, you will be supported. Women and men will just, they're just like earthly angels. They will just come to you, and you're not even asking. Look at you, Akeena. I was so surprised that she would like even think of that, because I know she's very busy and I'm busy, but then look at us now talking about one specific topic. So that's the law of attraction, right? Because I've been thinking about, okay, I wanted to learn about how to connect with all these women who are making a difference in wherever they are in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know that being positive just really sets you up for that amazing and powerful situation. Now, Akeena, I know we're almost at that point in where we have to end our call, close to 10 p.m., because we're recording this, like we said, at a little bit later today. And is there anything you'd like to add, Hazel, or is there any takeaway you'd like to give our audience? If we could wrap everything we learned about in one sentence, what would it be?
Oh, what would it be? I would say, you know that you have a purpose, and if you don't know that, you have to work on it, but you stay positive, because when you think positive, you will achieve positive results. Then add a little bit, or maybe a handful of gratitude daily. And, you know, it says, okay, one more thing, Jessica. If you can get a hold of reading the book, The Science of Getting Rich, so powerful. That completely changed my way of thinking, too. Maybe that's too much.
Awesome. No, awesome. Well, thank you for sharing with us today. And thank you so much for being on our call. It was such a pleasure to speak with you.
Yes.
Akina, anytime. Is there anything you want to add before we close out our call tonight?
Oh, certainly. Hazel, if anyone wanted to get in touch with you, can you give us your contact information?
Definitely. So on Facebook, it'll be Positive Chick HQ, so facebook.com/positivehq, or they could email me positivechickblog@gmail.com. I've been using Positive Chick HQ ever since in all of my social media, and if you want to get to our online store, that would be cafepress.com/positivechick. And yes, I'm still rebuilding my website. The main website is positivechick.com. So thank you for this opportunity, guys.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I mean, it's just such a fantastic conversation to have. You know, choosing to always view the world as a place of abundance, choosing always to see positivity, to be grateful, and to really just appreciate everything you have. It's just such a wonderful way to live. And, you know, the one thing we just didn't say tonight that is just so true, and I don't want to leave it out because it's so important, it's just a better way of life. I mean, there is no...
Yes.
For me, there's no going back to the negativity
no.
I used to have. It just feels
no.
so good to be positive. So...
Yes.
On that note, I just hope everyone really just embraces positivity, chooses to see happiness, chooses to be happy, chooses to see abundance in the world, and just go create anything and everything you want. Akina, would you like to share with our audience where they can get a replay of tonight's call?
Well, certainly. Of course, they can always go to changingmindsonline.com. They can also go to iTunes, blogtalkradio.com/changingmindsonline, and, of course, YouTube at Change Your Minds Online, too.
Awesome. Well, thank you to everyone who called in tonight. Thank you again for your patience. For those of you who were on our first call, we were having some technical issues. You know, for those of you who are listening in podcast mode, you might never notice that we had a couple of setbacks tonight. But, you know, we always end the call the same way. Thank you so much for allowing us to be part of your journey and making your life better. Just being the amazing person you were created to be. We love you. God bless. Make it a really powerful week. And we are excited to be back with you guys on Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for our Sunday night inspirational call. Have an amazing week, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.